Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
Cheap Fast Eats Rainy Day Edition. Here we are.
Hey, we're in Boyle Heights. We're on the streets of Boyle Heights.
This is such a historic neighborhood to the community of Los Angeles as a whole.
This thigh meat is so juicy.
Pizza for two. If that doesn't scream date night, I don't know what does.
Wow, we're getting fancy here on Cheap Fast Eats. I will say, this is not the first time we order oysters on the show.
While yes, it is a predominantly Latino neighborhood now, we saw Japanese immigrants come to the area of Boyle Heights, Jewish immigrants too as well.
Oh, and the first location for Cantor's Deli was here in Boyle Heights.
Part of the beauty that is Boyle Heights is there's been a lot of resistance towards gentrification, and for right reason.
You know, actually, Boyle Heights has some pretty cute corridors. We have Main Street, we have Cesar Chavez, we have Mariachi Plaza. We're going to discuss that in a little bit, but first, let's grub.
Brian, are you ready to have some fried chicken?
I am so ready to have fried chicken.
Here we are, Pioneer Chicken on the corner of Soto and Whittier Boulevard in historic Boyle Heights.
It is lunchtime. A lot of people are coming in. So people even came in and bought some merch t-shirts from this spot. So I know there's a historic thing.
My buddy and I, we grew up with the O.J. Simpson commercials.
Why are you so happy? Pioneer's NFL Monday Night Football specials are back.
All my buddies have appetites of lions and bears.
Like Raiders, like Giants.
I used to go to the one right next to my mom's house back in the day. It was on Louise and...
in the San Fernando Valley. Yeah.
Louise and Sadakoy.
This is like the closest one to us.
Do you mind just saying your first name and like...
Hi, my name's Alan. I'm here at Pioneer Takeout.
I'm Dave and I'm here at Pioneer Chicken.
So the chain began in 1961. It quickly expanded to, I believe, 270 locations throughout Los Angeles. So this was kind of like the homegrown fried chicken spot, you know, as we kind of see there's all these historic pictures of the place. They used to have advertisements and all this kind of stuff. So it was a big deal back in the day. But I think sometime in the early 2000s, the company filed bankruptcy. They pretty much all went away. However, this location on Soto and Boyle Heights has always been in existence. And they also have one in Bell Gardens.
Oh, this is the number one place I come to for chicken. They know me personally. I worked at Pioneer when I was 19, and I miss it nearby.
Which location did you used to work at?
On Lincoln Boulevard in Santa Monica, near Pico.
They're everywhere, huh?
They used to be.
Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and do a two-piece basket with fries. And then we're also gonna do a two-piece chicken dinner. Let's do mashed potatoes and spicy rice.
Wow, look at this crispy chicken.
Smells so good.
I don't think I've ever had a batter like this.
No,
like
the batter is very unique.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's not that hard crispiness of a fried chicken. Mm-hmm. It's easy enough to bite into. And nowadays, I feel like I look for quality over the razzle-dazzle of things.
Yes.
This meat is so juicy. This thigh meat is so juicy, so I love it.
The consistency of the batter, I think, is really part of the standout of the dish itself. It really kind of brings it into its own. You're munching on the dinner, which looks like you ate a good portion of it already. So,
I mean,
so good job. Good job for that, yeah. This is LA-style fried chicken, you know, with a period. Because I think it's distinctive to its own.
I do have to ask you, because what I saw from some coverage is that the owners are Latinos, and I'm like, fried chicken doesn't come from our communities. It usually comes from Southern Black communities. Do you feel like the Black communities that were coming here through the Great Migration in the 50s, 60s, 70s influenced this business to grow as big as it did?
Definitely, definitely. I think you hit the nail on the head, you know. And that's the waves of different migrations that this area has seen. So while, yes, it is a predominantly Latino neighborhood now, it is by no means, you know, the only wave of immigrants that have come through this area. So it's owned by a brother and sister team now, who are just kind of trying to revitalize it and sort of preserve some of the history. So we usually try to focus on independent businesses at Cheap Fast Eats, but I thought this would be a fun little one to kind of, you know, up that nostalgic factor a little bit. And it is very LA made too. And I just love the fact that Ernesto and his family and others are really kind of keeping this alive in that respect.
My name's Ernesto Aguirre, and we're here at Pioneer Chicken in Boyle Heights. My family owns Pioneer Chicken. They've been owning it for the past few decades, and pretty much I'm just helping them run. Marketing, operations as a whole, culinary, everything. Yeah.
And you run this establishment with your sister, correct?
Yeah, it's with my sister. It's just family as a whole, cousins, my mom, everyone's involved. You know, we have cooks that have been cooking for the last 30 years here, so it's not just me. It's the whole team. Everyone's doing it, yeah. My grandparents used to run it, so growing up, I've always been involved with Pioneer Chicken and just knowing the ins and outs.
Tell me, so this is one of the only two locations left of the chain. Tell me about, like, what it's like when people come in, you know? What are the looks on their faces? What do they tell you?
When I would be covering the register, people would come, sometimes people would be crying. They're like, oh, my grandma passed away, she used to give me this. And you hear people who are so, like, emotionally attached to the brand, and pretty much it just motivates you and drives you, and it makes you feel special. You know, there's times where your life could be so repetitive, you know, doing the same thing over and over again, but then you realize, like, wait, hold up, there's people that haven't ate this in so long, and we're bringing back not just, like, good food, which is, like, what we do best, but we're bringing, like, emotions and nostalgia they haven't felt in a long time, and I feel like it's really powerful, you know. Pioneer Chicken was one of the fastest growing franchises in all of America. So when you talk about the roots of, like, fast food, Pioneer Chicken's like one of the pioneers, literally, of fast food. But now I feel like in the chicken industry, at least, it's a lot more hot chicken. We're doing something really classic, shoestring fries with regular, you know, the classic batter and biscuit. So it's very simple, just done right.
You remain largely for the community, right? I mean, the prices seem pretty much the same as they always have and all that. You know, I mean, people are coming in, you know, yeah, you have people that are traveling far to come here, but it seems like there's a lot of local folks that are coming in too. A lot of folks on their lunch break and that kind of thing.
100%. We're not even on delivery apps because we can't. We have lines that we can't keep up with on the weekend sometimes, and we want to be able to accommodate every service. Especially nowadays, with everything being so advanced, I feel like sometimes we can feel a little bit lost or a little bit scared of what's to come. And I feel like the answer sometimes is just to look back. We look back at things that we're comfortable with, that we're familiar with, that we knew we loved. I would say our priority is to make sure that everyone that's here is getting the best version of Pioneer that they can remember. That's our priority. We're not really chasing anything else.
All right, this was a hit. Definitely coming back to Pioneer Chicken. We got a two-piece chicken for $7.99, the two-piece chicken dinner for $11.99. So you can kind of pick and choose what's the best option for you, but there are definitely Cheap Fast Eats. What's next for us, Bob?
I think we're going to do some pizza at another historic venue. Are you ready?
Fried chicken and pizza? All right, Bob. You know what this means.
Before this was Cesar Chavez, it was actually known as Brooklyn Avenue. And we're actually headed to Brooklyn Avenue Pizza now.
I think this is a cute place to talk a little briefly about the changes and stuff. Boyle Heights has some pretty cute corridors. We have Main Street, we have Cesar Chavez, we have Mariachi Plaza. Like, there's a lot of spaces that are newer and also historic. You know, something that we did talk about when we thought about coming here to eat and explore through food is that in the like mid to later 2010s, yeah. Art galleries coming in, rents were getting expensive, people were being priced out from businesses to community members, and there was a huge push against gentrification. And I just wanted to highlight that because it's still very Latino. Over 85% of people who live here are Latino descent or Latino themselves. And I still feel like Boyle Heights is an example of how organizations and community members have kind of resisted gentrification to its fullest potential, I guess you can say.
Yeah, I would say part of the beauty that is Boyle Heights is that there's been a lot of resistance towards gentrification, and for right reason too, because, you know, this is such a historic neighborhood to the community of Los Angeles as a whole, you know, as we were talking about the different immigrant waves that have come through. But I think if we look at through the lens of today, you're really seeing the old and the new kind of coexist together. We have Sakura Market, a reference to Japanese culture. You also have Milpa Grill, which is a newer cafe but caters to a largely Latino audience. I see the Colombian flag outside of Felix the Cat Barber Shop, which I just think is adorable. We also have a tortilleria here. There was a gentleman just unloading big plastic bags of masa preparada in here. So it's a little bit of everything for everybody. There's something that I want to kind of point out about this location, okay? So behind you, Brian, there's a sign that says Brooklyn Avenue Pizza Company. So that's where the cheap fast eats come in. But this is the same location for the Paramount, which is this marquee that you see above us. This is actually a live venue / performance space. Started out as sort of like a 60s dance club, and like different Latino R&B artists would come here. Touring acts, etc. And then in the 70s and 80s, it became like a punk rock club too. That's also served as, you know, a quinceañera hall and all of that kind of stuff too. That's where we're here, to grab a slice of pizza and check out some of the history.
And maybe see a punk show one of these days?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Is it possible to grab a couple slices of pizza today?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What are your choices for slices today?
So for slices
today?
Right here, we always have the cheese and OG.
Okay.
And our daily special, it always changes every month.
Yeah.
So last month was a mole slice. Ooh. So this month is our meat lovers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we do a slice of each?
Okay.
All three? Do we want to double up on anything? No. Okay. So Brian, what do you think of this place?
I love that it has a bar, LOL.
full bar,
and it has a cute design inside. This is definitely, I'm sure it's like a Friday night spot, a Saturday night spot to come and grab pizza and some drinks with your fellas and your girls. It's a spot. It seems like a spot.
Is it giving date night vibes, you think? You know, it is February for all the lovers out there. They're looking for the Romo vibes.
You know what? One of my favorite things to eat with a special someone is pizza and a movie and chilling.
Okay.
And so, like, yeah, come bring your girl, your guy, or your non-binary like partner, and bring them out here.
I love this pizza for two, starting at $50. Any pizza, any salad, any wine. If that doesn't scream date night, I don't know what does. So,
wait, Gob, were you trying to ask me something? It seems a little sus right now. Like,
I mean, I'm just very passionate about romance, and, you know, here at Brooklyn Avenue's Pizza, they seem like they got the right idea.
Katie, I hope you're hearing this.
That's my wife. She's probably laughing at us right now.
So right here is a OG slice, which is obviously, you know, like an original pizza as a pepperoni. And then we have like classic cheese pizza. And then our meat lovers, that's our daily special for this month. Pork sausage, bacon, and pepperoni.
This is all wood fire, right?
Yeah.
You got that beautiful wood fire oven.
Yeah, that we had it sent from Italy.
Oh, wow.
My name's David. We're here at Brooklyn Pizza in Boyle Heights. I grew up here. I was born here and raised. It's a really nice community. A lot of entrepreneurship is growing here.
You just said that the changes are good and interesting. Was there anything bad to that?
Well, growing up, obviously, you know, there was always a lot of gangs and all that, a lot of like bad things going on back then. I had friends who like got killed and all that. So since everything's like, you know, changing and all that, it's mostly kicking all that bad stuff away, you know, and I guess that's good in some ways, mostly because also I got little brothers and siblings and all that. And I don't want them growing a part of that, you know. But as times change, you know, everything changes as well. It's honestly like a good and bad. Not many people can afford, like, you know, the change and all that of living here. But at the same time, you know, it's a better future for the younger crowd and all that.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Right. Who wants what?
I want the meat lovers. I want to try the meat lovers.
So this has bacon, pepperoni, and other good stuff. Let's try this. It's been said that it's hard to find a slice in LA, and I would tend to agree, you know. In parts in New York and what have you, they have things called like walking pizza, where you literally can walk into a place and eat a slice of pizza and keep walking. You don't find that in places like LA, unfortunately. So I'm always looking for places that specialize in the slice, because you can always find cheap fast eats if they have slices of pizza there, so... What I love about what Brooklyn does is that you can get a Nepalese style pizza, the wood fire, but you can get it with mole or something like that, you know? And I just think that, again, that thing we always talk about, that confluence of culture, that third culture, you know? I think it's really cool that Brooklyn does that. And you got a full bar and a venue next door, so.
You guys wanna see upstairs?
Yeah, that would be great.
Cool. All right. I guess these are photos of like back in the day.
So right here we have the venue upstairs right here. We have a full license bar as well here. And then we have the stage right here. It gets really busy too. Really, really busy, yeah. And we always have like lots of different shows like punk, salsa night, Argentina night, rock, indie, you name it. A couple old bands from like back in the day, like in the 80s, like Los Lobos, they performed here. Come and get
your soul. Sonny and Cher, they performed here.
Wow.
Circle Jerks. You have Lalo Guerrero right here. The Plugs, which is another famous early Latino punk band.
Oh my God, Celia Cruz performed here. She's a legend, as you know.
Okay, we got one more stop, all right? Mariscos Jaliscos. It's one of LA's most beloved taco trucks for seafood tacos, but they do have some indoor space, so hopefully we can take advantage of that.
And that's coming up after the break, y'all. Stick with us.
Support for LAS comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Ghost Waltz by Oliver Mayer, a bold original recovery of Juventino Rosas, one of Mexico's most significant composers. Follow Rosas from his father's early death to his friendship with ragtime genius Scott Joplin, now on stage through June 2nd. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Okay, Brian, we're here at Mariscos Jaliscos, the famed Boyle Heights-based Mariscos truck along Olympic Boulevard right here, just on the border of Boyle Heights.
Okay.
In case all the haters out there are like, are you really in Boyle Heights? We are. We're still in Boyle Heights.
Yes.
What would you like to order?
Yo quiero uno de camarón y uno de pescado.
Okay.
No avocado.
No avocado. How do you feel about oysters?
Wow, we're getting fancy here on Cheap Fast Eats. I will say, this is not the first time we order oysters on the show.
No.
We did it last time at another taco truck.
We did, yeah. These ones are a little bit different, though. Because as you can see from the picture right there, they come with shrimp and octopus on top. It's a big old party.
I'm always down for a party, Gob. Let's do it.
Okay, that's not true, but okay.
Our tacos in total, the fish ceviche and avocado and the aguachile.
So, do we need to run down what we're all eating? Okay. So, Brian, why don't you start? What did you order?
I ordered a shrimp taco, which is a taco dorado con salsa and shrimp inside.
Sin avocado.
Without avocado, yes.
And then what else?
Oh,
what's
and
this?
I have a tostada de pescado. It has tomatoes, cilantro, onion, some lime, and gave you two tostadas because it's usually soggy.
We also have these delicious oysters on the half shell. This is a half a dozen, and three of them are topped with a piece of raw shrimp. The other are topped with octopus, and then a aguachile right here, which is another similar to a ceviche with a red salsa and some beautiful fanned out pieces of avocado on there.
Yummy. Mmm. Mm-hmm. Mmm.
Let's take for a minute and talk about this specific kind of taco, because yes, it is a tortilla with protein, but it's also so much more. It's a little different than, would say, like a quote-unquote shrimp taco that you might get at your corner mariscos. You know, there's a much more added crunch, texture, you know, different flavors going on. And it's very specific to the area the family who owns Mariscos Jaliscos is from.
From San Juan de los Lagos. Yeah. It's actually from a coworker of ours.
Okay.
His brother used to sell mariscos, and from what we know, he invented the tacos, but his brother has passed and he's the one that brought it over here.
Okay.
Our coworker. My name is Rocio Ortega and we're here at Mariscos Jalisco. This is my dad's business, so I've been here since it started, and it's been here over 20 years.
But it's not like an ensenada, shrimp
no,
taco, or
no.
something like that.
I could say veggies and shrimp, and we deep fry the taco.
You can tell us it's a secret. Can you say that?
It is the secret ingredient also.
I'm going to order two more to go for my wife. Yeah,
okay.
I got to take him home to Long Beach.
Thanks to Gav Sabran for showing us around Boyle Heights.
And thank you to the businesses we visited today. Pioneer Chicken, Brooklyn Avenue Pizza, and Mariscos Jaliscos. If you want to know more Cheap Fast Eats Boyle Heights, Brian's going to put a link to my story in the show notes.
Love it.
This episode was produced by Evan Jacoby. Erica Washington helped with social media today. Our other team members include Megan Botel, Victoria Alejandro, and Monica Bushman. Our executive producer is Megan Larson. Our engineer is Hasmik Pagosian. And I'm your host, Brian De Los Santos. Catch y'all next time.
I got my shrimp tacos to go.
That's a perfect ender. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live. All right, you ready?
Are we good? We good?
We're good.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Should we hug?
All right.
Bye.
All right.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at las.com/sweeps.